Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Bloomberg is reporting Goldman Sachs plans to cut 3,200 jobs starting this week as part of a cost-cutting plan after a big slump in deal-making plagues the company in recent months. The layoffs amount to nearly 7% of the 49,000 employees on the bank's payroll as of September. Fees from advising on deals, stock offerings, and bond sales fell more than 40% in December from a year earlier. Prince Harry, just ahead of his release of the memoirs detailing behind the scenes and events, was talking with ITV.
I love my father, I love my brother, I love my family. I always do. Nothing of what I've done in this book or otherwise has ever been any intention to harm them.
The royal family never expected Harry's love of his life to be an American actress.
I don't think they were ever expecting me to get to get into a relationship with someone like Meghan, who had, you know, a very successful career.
Critics are calling it a show as President Biden visits the U.S.-Mexico border after his administration has allowed roughly 5 million illegal immigrants into the United States under his watch.
Biden, who on Sunday made his first trip to the U.S.-Mexico border since taking office. During his visit to El Paso to assess enforcement operations, Abbott said he hand-delivered a letter to the president in which he criticized the administration's border policies. He called the visit $20 billion too late and 2 years too late. I'm Dave Collins.
The Mega Millions jackpot is up to $1.1 billion before taxes. The next drawing will take place tomorrow night, January 10th. The cash payment option, should you prefer, would be a payout of $568.7 million. Do remember, the odds are not in your favor. The National Football League season has come to an end. 14 teams move on to the playoffs starting Saturday the 14th. This is USA News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Here's some more information on the Mexican summit with President Biden.
President Biden heads to the Palacio Nacional this afternoon for the North American Leaders Summit, joining President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau for 2 days of meetings. Top of the agenda for the U.S. delegation, drug trafficking, electric vehicle manufacturing, and migration. In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
Representative Kevin McCarthy of California won the House speakership early Saturday in a historic 5-day, 15-ballot floor fight, proving democracy lives on. He said, "This is the great part. Because it took so long, now we learned how to govern." End quote. And on the minority side of the House,
it has never been done before until now. New York Democrat Hakeem Jeffries makes history as the first black lawmaker to lead a party in Congress. He tells NBC's Meet the Press he's proud of that fact.
I look forward to doing the best possible job to staying focused to getting things done. But I do think that it is another data point on the journey in America, which is we are a government of the people, by the people, and for the people.
Jeffries received all of his party's 212 votes in a late nighter that wrapped up early Saturday. He will lead the House Democratic Democratic minority for the next 2 years, taking over for Nancy Pelosi. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Adam Rich, a former child actor who played Nicholas Bradford on the ABC sitcom Eight Is Enough, has died. He was 54 years old, and there was no information on the cause. The popular ABC comedy series ran for 5 seasons from 1977 to 1981. Lance Pry, USA News.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Bill Martinez.
Stop. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. For more info on the show, you want to check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. We've got the senior editor of the stream, John Zemeckis, with us. Hey, John, how are we doing?
Fine, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Merry Christmas. I'm here in Maui, Mele Kalikimakaville, and having a great time here with the family and the grandkids. I'll tell you, I watch these kids run around, a 6 and 3-year-old, and they have so much energy. I just want to be able to plug into them. If there's some way possible that, it's just amazing. They fly around, and it's a whirling dervish around here. Good fun, though.
When I see kids like that, I just want to put on treadmills to generate electricity.
Yeah, you think that? I'll tell you what, if the Democrats could find a way to tax it, they would do that.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Just biofuel.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's take a look at this past year, and I appreciate you coming on to do this. The stream was right there in front of everything. Starting in January, of course, the episodic COVID adventure continued in January of 2022.
Yeah, the COVID thing, I think, is really the biggest thing we have to – one of the biggest things we have to reckon with. I would say – If we don't resolve and unveil, expose how we ended up in the COVID nightmare, I'd say that's issue number one, followed by social media censorship, followed by election fraud, followed by the deep state. Of course, all those things intertwined, mm-hmm. because the way to look at the whole COVID panic, and that's what you should call it, and that's all any of us should call it, the COVID
right.
panic. It was nothing more than an artificial panic mm-hmm. that was purposely whipped up by people in power and greedy corporations and corrupt politicians with a very specific political agenda.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm. What we witnessed was a dry run for global dictatorship,
mm-hmm.
Global autocracy, the overriding of all constitutional and human rights in the name of public health. So I call it the public health dictatorship or public health fascism.
Mm-hmm.
And let's remember that the Nazis, the dictatorship we all hate the most, though the communists were equally bad, mm-hmm. the Nazis were, at their heart, a biological dictatorship. They claimed to be pursuing public health.
Mm-hmm.
That was their central
yes.
rationale, was that the German race was sick and it needed to be cured. It needed to be protected from the infected who would spread their infection to others. It needed to call out the weak and promote the strong and encourage the biological health of the collective organism that was the German race. That was the ideology of Nazism.
Yes,
just
exactly.
Just as crackpot, egalitarian, altruistic nonsense is the heart of the communist totalitarian vision. So, on the one hand, the communists see human beings as like termites or ants or bees. Social insects that have no individual mind or will of their own, but are meant to be directed from the center by the queen and her soldier ants or soldier bees. And they all need to totally subordinate their self-interest for the common good of the collective. The Nazis more saw society as a wolf pack, and the weak wolves aren't allowed to breed, and an infected wolf would be killed and gotten out of the way. They're both subhuman, ignoble, and false, but they're different, okay? What we saw in the COVID panic was the Nazi method of ruling society in the name of public health, where you demonize anyone who doesn't go along with the ideology. And you demonize them in a way, you treat them as if they were a plague carrier or even a human virus where they are a threat. Now, politically, that's very clever because even our U.S. Supreme Court has said that constitutional rights can be temporarily suspended during an epidemic. Okay, so you can ban political gatherings if typhus is killing everybody.
Right.
So that's a reasonable exception, but the Supreme Court did not foresee how it would be hijacked and abused to tyrannize and lock in and oppress the entire population of the United States and of much of the world, Australia, exactly. Germany, New Zealand.
Wow. Yeah. It was amazing the global impact that had. And on top of that, John, we were so dangerous. Again, I hear the words of Rahm Emanuel echoing, you know, through this year, to not let a good crisis go to waste, driven by the Democratic Party and the leadership.
That's right. And I think we have to be forthright, countercultural, and even a little reckless in responding to this. Like, just say, I oppose public health. Prove me wrong. I am opposed to public health. Well, what do you mean? I oppose the notion that health is a collective good that the government gets to ration out and choose who lives and who dies. And that is precisely what happened. Look at the Blue State nursing home genocide.
Right.
And I want to encourage people, popularize that phrase, the Blue State nursing home genocide. Because that is exactly what the Democrats gave us. Do we have time, or are we coming up on a break?
No, no, we're okay. We got two more minutes in this segment.
Okay,
we got plenty of time,
right.
So no, I'm going to let you go. Go ahead.
Okay, Rahm Emanuel's brother, Ezekiel Emanuel, is a bioethicist. And Joe Biden picked him as his COVID policies are early on in the epidemic, in the panic.
Right.
Ezekiel Emanuel said life over age 75 has no value. That people over 75 should not even be given life-saving medicines, not even antibiotics. This is the guy the Democrats put in charge of COVID policy in Biden's little, you know, inner circle. Is it any surprise that as soon as the virus hit, blue state governors started emptying hospitals of COVID patients, allegedly to free up hospital beds, and dumping the patients in nursing homes, where the weakest, most vulnerable people, the only people actually likely to die of COVID, where they were concentrated. So thousands of them died. They died and died and died. They were locked away from their families, no final visits, no priest at the bedside, no clergy, no Christian burial.
Yes.
They were put in biohazard bags, like aborted babies, and burned as bio-waste. They were treated with less respect than euthanized pets at kill shelters. That's what the Democrats did to Korean War veterans and great-grandmas and helpless, innocent, patriotic, tax-paying American citizens who were in nursing homes because that's where their families thought they would be safest. Democrat governors murdered them. They sent virus patients in there, and they killed them. They have blood on their hands. These are the Democrats.
Exactly. Got to go to break. More from Dr. John Zemarek right after this.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
It's promise, we're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Dr. John Zemarek from Stream.org continues with us as we review 2022. John, to put a bit of a bow around COVID, although COVID continues to impact every month, every week of the year, information that you and I talked about early on, we were called conspirators, we were invalidated and canceled. Interesting how so far, probably about 90% of the things that you and I reported on, we are now being proved that we were right and they were wrong in canceling us.
Right, and I want to continue on the COVID thing.
Okay.
I've only said less than half of what needs to be said. So after the Democrats dumped virus patients in nursing homes, murdering tens of thousands of elderly Americans, helpless Americans, they used the death statistics, which they intentionally caused, to justify states of emergency, closing churches, closing schools, shifting all voting to be by mail, which is easy to steal, easy to fake. They used it to, in New York State, where Governor Cuomo pulled his mother out of where she was living and put her up somewhere safe. The same thing happened with Rachel Levine in Pennsylvania, got his mother out of the nursing home before dumping the virus patients there.
Yeah.
Andrew Cuomo declared that part of the COVID state of emergency justified seizing Americans' guns, seizing the guns of New Yorkers because they were a public health threat. In fact, the left loves to talk about gun violence as a public health epidemic. And that, why are they doing that? Because they don't want to talk about criminals, individual career criminals, because a lot of those criminals come from their own constituency, from their own crime-ridden cities. They don't want to talk about constitutional rights, like the Second Amendment right to self-defense. They don't want to talk in human terms at all. They want to talk in biological terms, as if you or I were cells in one big organism, or ants in a colony, ants in an anthill. And ants don't have rights. They don't have individual identities. They are interchangeable subjects of the queen. That is the Democrats' vision of how human beings should live. We are social insects. So COVID was used as a pretext to lock people in, to close schools, close churches, keep abortion clinics and casinos and liquor stores open. When the George Floyd riots happened, they said, oh, this is not a problem. This just won't spread the virus because racism is a public health threat, too. Right. But if you had a church service or a Trump rally, those were called super spreader events, and the people involved were accused of being mass murderers or committing negligent homicide. The Democrats prostituted the virus. They hoarded the virus out. They used it as a weapon, as a club, wherever they could, and then if it got in their way, they dropped it. They dropped the pretense. They obviously didn't care about spreading the virus, or they wouldn't have had riots looting cities all across the country.
Exactly. Well, you're exactly right, John, on so many levels. I mean, COVID exposed the underbelly of, really the deep state, because the deep state was driving all this, right?
That's right. And in the recent, and I've got a column about this at Twitter, at stream.org. Actually, I'm doing a series as Elon Musk exposes these Twitter files. I've been doing columns talking about each of the revelations. Look at what happened to Jay Bhattacharya. Brilliant, honest, sober-minded, calm, judicious Jay Bhattacharya, professor at Stanford, epidemiologist, public health expert. He was silenced on Twitter by the highest levels. They decided he needed to be silenced because he suggested that closing schools and locking children at home might harm do more harm than good for the children. We now know he was 100% right, but that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. In fact, people like Peter McCullough and Robert Malone and Naomi Wolf and Jay Bhattacharya, anyone who was right about the virus, they will never be forgiven. The one sin against the holy zeitgeist is to be right too soon. You will not be forgiven for that. Peter McCullough saved hundreds of patients by by keeping them off ventilators. These are elderly patients at high risk who developed COVID. He treated them using his own protocol with ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, vitamin D, zinc. Only two patients died out of hundreds he was treating.
Yeah.
He was stripped of his board certifications as a cardiologist just a month ago. He's my doctor.
Wow.
So I know about all this firsthand. Stripped of his board certifications, his hospital was suing him, all because he dared to save lives and not to go along with the mindless, agitprop, centralized propaganda message that the deep state and our elites had decided to impose that also enriched Big Pharma.
Yeah.
This vaccine made from dead babies that was forced on everyone, that even the Vatican got behind. And here's a bit of irony. The U.S. Catholic bishops, when Trump first started developing the vaccine, they pointed out that it was dependent on research or cells from aborted babies who'd been delivered alive and had their kidneys cut out of them. Hideous human vivisection. That's how these stem cells were created, folks. That's why I call it a dead baby vaccine, and you should never call it anything else. That's exactly what it is. U.S. Catholic bishops told Trump, you need to develop a pro-life alternative vaccine. That was good advice, and I blame Trump for not doing it. But the moment Joe Biden was elected, the bishops dropped their objection to the same exact vaccine and said it was mandatory that every priest, every seminarian, every Catholic school child had to have the vaccine, and no priest could issue a letter supporting someone who had a conscientious objection to it.
Wow.
Because now Joe Biden was doing it, and Pope Francis loves Joe Biden because they're both quasi-Marxists. That's what happened. And it's utterly appalling, and it totally sapped my faith in the leadership of the Catholic Church. I don't know if I'll ever get it back.
I know. I'm with you on that, John. I have a doctor friend down in Imperial Valley, California, and he and his partner treated over, this is documented, over 10,000 patients. Nobody went to the hospital. Nobody went on a ventilator. Nobody died. This is Dr. George Farid down there. You can check it out. He's written a book on this, and he's before the California State Tribunal, the health board, that's not even made up of physicians, and his license is under threat right now. And all the other doctors that did not go along with the CDC and Dr. Fauci's faux protocol and that is responsible for killing, you know, hundreds of thousands of American citizens.
These are our elites. They would rather that see us die because their goal is not public health. That's a fig leaf. That's a pretext.
Exactly.
That's a G-string. Their goal is centralized control, autocratic management, top-down centralization of power in the hands of a global elite.
And the price we're paying for it. And as you said, this has been a conditioning of things that are more diabolical and yet to come, John Zemarek.
That's right. Absolutely. This was a test run to see if we would all obey, to see if we would all repeat four legs good, two legs bad,
yes,
to see if we were willing to get the mark of the beast on our right hand and our forehead. I call the vaccine the mark of the best because all the best people get it.
Right.
And I actually think that we should have had the option to have it in our right hand or on our forehead. You know, why? Well, I believe in choice, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly. I mean, let's just call it for what it is. And but they don't know, to be honest. I mean, this is all part of the deception, and we continue to be treated like the old proverbial mushroom, you know, kept in the dark and loaded up with manure. That's what this is all coming down to. Got to go to quick break. We've got more from Dr. John Zemarek. Stay with us.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA News Update. Critics are calling it a show as President Biden visits the U.S.-Mexico border after his administration has allowed roughly 5 million illegal immigrants into the United States under his watch.
Biden, who on Sunday made his first trip to the U.S.-Mexico border since taking office. During his visit to El Paso to assess enforcement operations, Abbott said he hand-delivered a letter to the president in which he criticized the administration's border policies. He called the visit $20 billion too late and 2 years too late. I'm Dave Collins.
Two people have died and several others were injured after a 15-vehicle pileup in icy conditions on Interstate 80 near Iowa City Sunday morning. The Iowa State Patrol said the crash happened after several drivers lost control on the icy highway. The NFL season has ended. 14 teams are now in the playoffs starting Saturday. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Back, America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour, and we're talking with Dr. John Zemerich as we review so much of the nightmare of 2022. Dr. John is the senior editor at stream.org, and that's where you need to go for more information and his latest commentaries as well. Well, John, boy, no doubt, you know, COVID had a devastating impact, not only on America, but around the world. And even today, you know, there's another report that came out. The Democrats did a version of a report on COVID of its origination, which was just a whitewash deal. But Republicans, to their credit, actually pursued the truth. And it's quite interesting because the things that you and I have been talking about are documented in this report by the Republicans, and we have at least a better understanding of where COVID originated and the damage that it did.
And we know it came from gain-of-function research, mm-hmm. which means scientists tinkering with the DNA of viruses to make them more deadly. What possible excuse is there mm-hmm. for such research to still be happening?
Exactly.
It's still happening. Our taxpayer money is still paying for it. They're still using aborted baby parts to do this. COVID was partially developed using aborted baby parts. No surprise, then, that the vaccine used the same kind of parts.
Yes.
Why? Why are we developing more and more deadly viruses? What is the reason? What is the pretext for it? Mm-hmm. What possible reason is there? to do that. They
needed to get around and skirt, John, biological warfare.
Right.
And this is a form of it. This is just a deviation, a slight little twist in the plan, and now you call it gain of function, like it offers some sort of... See, this is what liberals do, is they give you a word salad, they give you the machinations to make you think until they get in front of Congress and Rand Paul, who, questioned Dr. Fauci and put him in all kinds of, pretzel positions because he couldn't give us an honest answer. And he's probably still in contempt. But go ahead.
Gain of function. It's the function is of the virus.
Yes.
It's making the virus more deadly. Why are we paying to make viruses more deadly? What is the benefit?
Mm-hmm.
No one can answer that. Except they say, well, we're learning about the virus in case of a future epidemic. That is transparent nonsense. You are creating future epidemics that would never exist, that would never evolve naturally. You are creating mutant strains of viruses that never would happen naturally. You're purposely creating them in labs where you cannot guarantee they will not escape to the public as they did with COVID. We've learned, as a species, the sense to stop stockpiling more and more and more and more deadly nuclear weapons. We've done arms control with the Chinese and the Russians. We're not trying to create planet-busting bombs that would wipe out all life on Earth. Why are we developing more viruses that are more deadly than most nuclear weapons? Why are we pouring money into lunatics like Fauci so they can torture beagles and cut up unborn babies to develop ever deadlier viruses? And then they warn us, oh, there'll be another COVID. You better get ready. We're going to have body cavity searches at every airport. Everybody's going to have to do a blood sample every 100 feet. Every solution they offer has to do with more and more control of the individual by the government. They're not talking about take more vitamin D, take more zinc, get more exercise. Right. No, in fact, physicians have been condemned, have been threatened with losing their license for encouraging people to take vitamins.
Yeah, common sense.
Anything you do that is free, that is independent, that is not following orders from the government, dictated, whether it's dictated through your doctor or through CVS that won't sell you the vitamins, they won't sell you ivermectin. I got COVID. I had to get ivermectin from an online feed store. I still have a bottle of ivermectin in the refrigerator with a cow and a pig on the label, and I'm glad I have it in there. And that was the only way I could get it because the drugstore wouldn't fill my doctor's prescription. The same people who want to legalize medical marijuana, who say that third trimester abortion is implied by constitutional privacy rights, these are the same people who don't want you to be able to get harmless ivermectin. And they want the hostess at TGI Fridays to be able to ask for your vaccine passport.
Right. But then they want to load you up after they've put you on a ventilator with remdesivir, the death drug, that, is very costly. People are paying a lot of money, taxpayer money to pay for that. And it's a death sentence. And this has been proven. There's empirical evidence to that. These people that died, most of them were on a ventilator and remdesivir. They got 2-5 prescription packets of it, and before they could get to the 7th or 8th of the second packet, they're gone. And you can't. Common sense tells you, well, let's ignore the evidence and we'll just keep doing the same thing, right? It's insane.
You know, Bill, what liberated me during the COVID panic, I realized I was not going to take the dead baby vaccine no matter what. Mm-hmm. I didn't care if it was safe. I didn't care if it worked. Now, it turned out it doesn't work and it isn't safe, but at the time we thought it was.
Right.
Because it's made from unborn babies, I don't want any part of abortion. I don't want to benefit from it. I don't want to be a vampire drinking the blood of unborn children.
Exactly.
So I said, okay, I'm fat. If I get COVID, I might die. I would rather die than live in the nightmare world that these people are creating. where we benefit from dead babies, where we're slaves of the government, where the government controls our every movement, where our doctors can't prescribe what they think best, where the World Health Organization censors the internet via YouTube and Google. So bureaucrats appointed largely by the Chinese government, because China has huge leverage over the WHO. So Chinese communists are censoring the U.S. internet. I would rather die than live in such a world. And that was a moment. Mm-hmm. It was a very liberating moment,
yeah.
Bill.
No,
you don't care if they kill you. You're free.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we want ultimately. And that's what God has given us, is freedom indeed. John, the other hums that were humming along was election fraud. The government did not want to do anything about it. It continued, of course.
And not just the Republicans.
Right, exactly.
Mitch McConnell withheld money from any candidate who wanted to look into election fraud. So we lost in Arizona because Mitch McConnell would rather see Democrats win, or rhinos like Lisa Murkowski, then see real conservatives win. And that's, frankly, America is doomed unless we hunt the rhinos to extinction. Everybody needs to see rhinos are the real enemy, more than the Democrats. Think of it this way. If you're on the road and there's someone else who's driving recklessly, he's a threat to you. You don't like that guy.
Right.
But he's not as bad as the guy who tries to carjack you and take your car and throw you in the trunk as a hostage. The rhinos want to take our only political party, the Republicans, and they want to hijack it and drive right behind the Democrats, just 100 feet behind them. It may be a few car lengths, but in the same direction, over the same cliff. So if we don't destroy the rhinos, this country is doomed.
Sadly, that is such a sad commentary, but it's a sad reality. This is exactly what we realized, and even going into that, when we saw how many Republicans voted with the Democrats on this respective marriage act. That was extremely telling, John.
That was basically outlawing Christianity in America. That was saying Christianity is a second-class religion, and if you express Christian views, you are opposing government policy. It was equating perverse same-sex marriages that violate nature, equating them with interracial marriages, which are perfectly normal and godly and Christian and fine.
And acceptable.
Right. It was they were purposely using and cynically weaponizing the tragic history of racism in order to justify sexual perversion. This is what the left does.
Exactly.
They manipulate us.
Got to go to break, John. Sorry. More from Dr. John after this. Stay with us.
Every day we invest in what matters to us, from coffee to a stick of gum to drive-thru. Netflix or iTunes, Amazon Prime, they bring us a sense of joy and value to our lives. It also matters that we have a country to save and the next generation to protect. Bill Martinez Live has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. And advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled not to advertise. As a result, we're turning to you, our faithful audience. Would you partner with Bill Martinez Live this coming year? Your return on investment is unique, in-depth analysis of the cultural issues that matter most. Issues of faith, movies, entertainment, geared to expand your awareness and motivate you to go deeper into these important topics so you can own your knowledge and exercise your critical thinking in order to bring reason back to the public square. Your one-time gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of BML Live, a $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of Bill Martinez Live would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in with $100 per month. What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Every gift, your gift of any size, matters. Visit BillMartinezShow.com to gift. BillMartinezShow.com. And thank you.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty.
You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
All right, crew. Let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
The most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
We're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you. Dr. John Zemeric from Stream.org continues as we review 2022, the nightmare that we went through and experienced. And, of course, we're realizing another continuous hum besides election fraud was social media censorship, John.
Well, that's right. I'm still banned from Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm banned from Twitter by a decision made by a secret committee. They won't tell me what I did, but they assure me it was so serious that I could never be on Twitter again. I still don't know what I did that was supposedly so bad.
Well,
isn't that America?
It is amazing. And what happened to that secret? I thought Elon Musk got rid of them. Didn't he send them packing?
But not reversed their decisions.
Yeah. So it's probably
thousands of Americans like me.
Yes, right.
Who are banned from the public square of these social media monopolies by secret committees of 23-year-olds with degrees in queer theory making secret decisions based on their political views. We now know again from the Twitter files that Democrat lawmakers and FBI agents were contacting Twitter saying you need to ban these political rivals of ours. You need to we had Michelle Obama, who praised the George Floyd riots, who went on television during the Democratic National Convention and threatened Americans that if they reelected Donald Trump, the riots would get worse. She actually said, vote for Joe Biden as if your life depended on it. That's like Winnie Mandela going on the radio in South Africa, telling people to do more necklacing,
yes.
Or burn more tires around people's necks. Michelle Obama is America's Winnie Mandela. I just want to be clear about that. Encourages terrorism and violent insurrection. Well, right after January 6th, Michelle Obama goes on Twitter and demands that Twitter ban Donald Trump for allegedly encouraging an insurrection on January 6th. These same people who said that the riots were good, who pretended they were mostly peaceful. Riots that killed more than 12 Americans, that injured hundreds of cops, that caused $1 billion in damage. The Democrats praised these riots. Kamala Harris said, the riots are not going to stop, and I don't think they should stop. Of course, she didn't call them riots. She called them peaceful protests.
Right.
But any Americans who tried to defend themselves, like Jake Gardner or Kyle Rittenhouse or the McCluskeys in St. Louis, they were demonized. They were prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And just like the January 6th, peaceful protesters are being tortured in prison, being railroaded to long prison sentences for peacefully protesting the theft of the 2020 election. Who went to jail for the George Floyd riots that caused $1 billion in damage and killed a dozen people? Absolutely nobody.
Exactly. Yeah.
There is a system behind it. This is a tactic that's being used on it. There's a word for this. It's called anarcho-tyranny. Anarcho-tyranny is anarchy for me, tyranny for thee. I will unleash my political supporters to commit violence in the streets. I will insulate them from any legal consequences for what they do. If you push back and defend yourself, we will send you to prison. We will do the most punitive law enforcement possible. Now, this tactic was invented by the Nazis. The Brown Shirts were a political gang that the Nazi Party controlled that would have street fights with their political rivals, the socialists, the communists, the Catholics. The Nazis had allies in the prosecutor's office, the police, and the judges of Germany. So they would send their guys to be in street fights. Everybody would get arrested. The judges would turn loose the Nazis and send everybody else to prison for defending themselves. This is literally how the Nazis took over Germany. This is how the Democrats are taking over America. They are imitating the tactics of the National Socialist German Workers' Party in 1931, 2, and 3 that led to the Nazi dictatorship. The Democrats are the real Nazis. They're acting like Nazis. They're talking like Nazis. They dehumanize their opponents. They cancel them. They treat them like human viruses, like contaminants who need to be isolated and silenced. They want to lock them away. The January 6th prisoners are in the equivalent of a concentration camp. This is what we're dealing with. Totalitarianism in its opening stages is happening right before our eyes, and we have plenty of leaders willing to collaborate. I call them the Vichy Republican. Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy, Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, Dan Crenshaw, these people are like Philip Pétain and Vidkun Quisling and all the other disgusting collaborators who worked with the Nazis against their own people for their own political power and financial gain.
Wow. Sadly, this is true. Whether we're talking about the McCluskeys, you mentioned them earlier, here they are defending their own property. These thugs break in and come into private property. They break down a gate, and it's the McCluskeys that go to jail. They're the ones that paid a hefty fine. David DeLeiden, as you and I have discussed before, catches Planned Parenthood selling baby parts. That's illegal. It is against the law. David DeLeiden somehow ends up in an extended court case. He ends up in jail. I think his legal bills are now in excess of $250,000, John. There's just something so wrong with this.
He just had a big legal victory, though, against the University of Washington. The University of Washington was trying to hide all the records of its sale of baby parts for profit. Mm. And David DeLeiden just won a big case through the Thomas More Society, legal society. Uh-huh. The baby parts merchants cannot hide the documents. They are subject to public records laws.
Wow.
We'll find out
that is good.
Where
That's
the baby
good.
Parts went. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No. That.
What people have to realize is we are dealing with demonic evil.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Profound evil. The Democrats are not misguided. They don't disagree with us. They are the gathering swine thundering off the cliff to drown in the sea. And if you don't want to drown with them, you have to run in the opposite direction. You have to push back against the tide. fight back. Realize we are in a state of civil war, a low-level civil war, and only one side is fighting.
Exactly. And speaking of the January 6th prisoners, I don't know if you caught this recently, 36 have sent a plea out. They've signed this document asking to be transferred to Gitmo because of the abuse that they're being subjected
wow,
to at the D.C. jail.
That. I'll have to read
very,
that.
Gitmo very severe.
Would be better conditions.
Yeah, exactly. Very severe. I mean, and you've got a Gen 6 inmate who has been refused cancer care. I mean, he is dealing with cancer, and they will not administrate any medical care for this man. I mean, it's disgusting. Yeah, without
everybody
a doubt.
Everybody needs to read Julie Kelly, American Greatness. She has been a hero in documenting these forgotten Americans. They are America's political prisoners. They are our Solzhenitsyn, our Andrei Sakharov, our Vaclav Havel, our Lech Walesa. And I'm ashamed to be an American right now with what's going on.
Yeah, without a doubt, I'm with you. John, as we wrap things up, we've got about 3 minutes left. We talked about the impact that COVID has had and continues to have in this year of 2022, that we could probably, continue to experience the tentacles and influence of that in the coming years, not even just in 2023 ahead. Social media censorship, Elon Musk, the impact that he's making in opening up the hood, and we're able to look inside and see how government bureaucracies got involved and involved in censorship, doing things that violated our U.S. Constitution. And, you know, what's quite telling is the lack of outrage in that particular area, John.
That's right. But I will say this. This is a hopeful sign. Ron DeSantis went from being an embattled red state governor to a national hero and leader simply by pushing back against the COVID lockdown.
Right.
Unlike Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis saw that the lockdown and the COVID panic were the thin end of the wedge. They were the vanguard of tyranny, and he said, hell no. While Donald Trump was encouraging lockdowns and encouraging the dead baby vaccine, Ron DeSantis was saying no. So I'm encouraged by the groundswell of support for DeSantis. I'm fond of Donald Trump, but I think his moment has passed. Mm-hmm. I think he's too unwilling to admit mistakes. He's too careless with who he hires. He's willing to endorse rhinos if they go out to lunch with him and bat their eyelashes at him once. He thinks he's won them over. I hope Donald Trump gets the message and becomes a radio host, or starts a chain of casinos, or does something besides politics, because I think he did not get the COVID thing. He's the one who hired Fauci. He hired Deborah Birx. He's the one who developed the dead baby vaccine. Donald Trump agreed to the lockdowns. He was the guy who should have been protecting us against this public health dictatorship. And instead, he just threw up his hands. And he just trusted the experts, the same experts who were imposing this tyranny on us. That's not good enough.
No.
That's not good enough. He has been tested, and he did not pass the test. And I'm sorry that they stole the election from him. That was a historical disgrace. But we have to move on now. We need someone who's going to say no to public health dictatorship. And Ron DeSantis did.
Well, we have that to look forward to in the coming year, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. John Zemerik has been our guest from Stream.org. John, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Prosperous New Year for you. You got it. God bless. Bye-bye.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase.